Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Hey Seth, it's Aaron Barnes. How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm eating a donut and drinking coffee, so life could not be better.
Should I call you back?
No. I just set it aside.
Awesome. So you have a pretty timely chat here, in my opinion. I needed this chat more than anything. I accepted a role as principal last week. And so I will be this quintessential first-year principal next year.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you excited? Nervous?
Both. Yeah. Both very much so. I was on a trip to D.C. and New York City with my students. And so I actually didn't even know what the chat was about from last week. I was getting into read through the transcript to, you know, talk about this show, and I was like, "Oh my word, looky here!" I didn't even know what you guys had chatted about until yesterday. So I thought that was pretty awesome.
Well, it was a really good chat.
It was a really good chat.
We had a lot of good stuff from people on it.
So was there anything in there that surprised you? And I'm kind of skipping ahead on my questions, but was there anything in there that kind of surprised you, that you didn't know from people or that you hadn't expected to hear from people?
You know, I thought some of the teachers, input was the most valuable, and not that surprised me at all, but just most of us has probably worked for a principal that we didn't think was the best at one point,
sure.
Or we didn't understand their roles, but the teacher tweets were just, it was filled with a lot of grace, I would say, for like understanding that they maybe don't know every aspect of the job, but they appreciate it when a principal leads in this type of way or that type of way. And that's probably the tweets that I learned the most from were from the teachers.
Awesome. The memes and GIFs were hilarious in the beginning. Like, hilarious. That first question was like, what do you think of with a GIF or a meme or a picture? What do you think of when you think first year principal? And man alive, it was funny to look through some of those things.
Yeah, I'm going to give credit to Ann Beck on that, because she and I and Kyle were texting back and forth, and she was like, what if we opened up with this? And I was like, that's a perfect icebreaker, because we kind of didn't know at first. Would teachers want to jump in this chat? Because the title was kind of geared more towards admin. But, man, they were throwing out some awesome ones.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good. Hey, so what's your backstory in EDU? And I found out last night you were a first-year principal this last school year. So tell me about your backstory in EDU, and then tell me what made you go into that principal role.
So I was, I graduated from OU with a bachelor's in special ed. And so I taught at Del City High School and Norman High School for a little bit. And I actually, as soon as I completed my master's and got my certification for principal, I got hired on at a middle school at Middell, which is where I was teaching, that also had the alternative school for kids on IEPs that maybe had just made some choices that got them into a different type of school setting. And so I got hired into that role to help at that middle school. And from there, I was at Jarman Middle School for 2 years. And then now this is my first year and more as a head principal. I was assistant for the past 2 years, and now my first year is a head. And, man, I think the number one thing that pushed me to go into administration was I was getting so frustrated with seeing so many teachers, whether they're rookie teachers or veteran teachers, just get out of the classroom or be frustrated. And I felt like that was the way that I could help the situation.
I love that. That's excellent. Was Kyle a first year principal as well? How did the two of you guys hook up on this?
So the two of us met because Ann Beck at one point worked in Clinton, which is where Kyle is first-year head principal now, and Ann and I are in a cohort program at OU together. And so one night she tweeted our names onto a slide and then let us know that we were going to do that. So she voluntold us.
I love it. She's good at that.
It was great.
when you were coming up with your questions, were there intentions for this chat? Was there research you were trying to gather? Like, what was the intention for this chat?
I think for me, going into the principalship, I've always, and maybe in the classroom too, I've always tried to feel like, I don't know, I'm trying to buck the trend a little bit with what the stereotypical principal may be thought of.
Yeah.
And I bet Kyle was the same way. I can't speak for him, but I wanted to throw out questions that maybe realized other principals were also feeling that way, that like, hey, you're not the outlier for trying to buck the trend. There's actually more of us that want to kind of change these things and feel like we can help teacher retention in Oklahoma by leading in certain ways.
Awesome. Did you have a favorite question for the chat? I got to be honest, they were really thoughtful questions. The first one was funny, but everything else I thought was just really thoughtful. What was your favorite question?
Well, I really like, I loved the first question, but besides seeing all those funny office memes, I love the ones that talked about like curriculum over culture or vice versa, or even if you're stepping into a new building, does your course of leadership change based off of veterans or rookie teachers or younger teachers? Because I really liked hearing from the teachers and their perspective of maybe how they feel like someone should come in and help lead a building, or whether they feel like curriculum is more important or culture is more important. So I really liked those ones that talked about are these things really mutually exclusive from each other or not?
So I found that very interesting. My job was like over curriculum a couple of years ago. And so this year that you just finished was the second year of the OAS adoption. We found after the first year of OAS adoption, you know, Oklahoma's just not got money to buy curriculum anytime they threw out new standards. The curriculum that we had in place, the pass rate using some of those curriculums was pretty darn low, like 40%.
Right.
So I would say curriculum is a huge factor, especially in first year. Did you already come into an amazing culture, or so what was your focus on that?
So I've come into a building with some amazing teachers, but the building's 8 years old and I'm the fourth head principal.
Oh gosh.
And so there's been some other factors lying into it, but the bottom line is alongside with some great principals who have served here before me, there's been some great principals, but these teachers here have been the constant and kind of bucking a trend. Usually when you see a lot of leadership change, you see a lot of teacher change. And that hasn't been the case at this building, which is credit to the district and credit to these teachers in the classroom.
Yeah.
And so, which is really admirable. So when I came in, I really wanted to pay credit to what they've done to help sustain such an awesome community. And there is an awesome community at Oak Ridge, and I love it here. But one of the things we also wanted to work on is let's just have some fun every day we come to work too, and not necessarily have to focus completely on curriculum all the time, or you don't have to feel like you're saving this building because there's been a few principals in and out. Let's all work together to get this culture exactly how we want it.
I heard that about you. I heard that you are just a fun guy. You're kind of a jokester. Do you do pranks at all? Are you a pranker?
I can't reveal one that I'm working on this week.
Oh my goodness.
Let's say my kindergarten team, you know, we had this quote kindergarten graduation on Thursday where 400 adults showed up. Okay. And when I walked into my office that evening, there were 90 kindergarten graduation balloons in my office. And they thought it would be funny, you know, which it was a good one. But sure. I told them, you have no idea what's coming. You have no idea.
I picked your answer for question four. So this tells me that the long game doesn't just apply to your leadership. It's got some, there's fun in there as well.
Yes. when I took this job, you know, my wife's a teacher as well. And she's worked for several different principals. And, you know, I told them that at our first faculty meeting that I hope I lead in a way that I want my wife's building to be led in.
Aww.
And I think that the teachers have really helped lead this building in a way that every kid is served the way that they want their kids to be served.
Good.
Their own personal kids. And so, you know, it's just a good atmosphere. No one likes to come to work and not have fun. If we can take care of business and have fun at the same time, that's where it's at.
Amen. Amen. Well, what are some passions that you have right now? Like, it doesn't have to be EDU, but what are some things that really excite Seth?
The number one thing I'm excited about is watching my 2-year-old daughter grow.
Aww.
And learn. I mean, that's our first child, and teaching these little kids now, because I taught at the high school, was an assistant at the middle school, and now I'm K-6 principal, just seeing what they all start out as firsthand, it's just so important how you, it just helps you kind of reframe everything from how you want kind of your classrooms to be, how you want parents to be involved, how you want to set boundaries in your school. I mean, it all kind of flows from that, how we want it for our own kids, too, or people we care about, even if we don't have kids, how we want it for our nephew or our niece. So that's my number one passion. And then, just being a part of communities is what I'm really passionate about right now.
Awesome. So what's the next big thing that you're going to get into in education?
Well, hopefully continue to be the principal at Oak Ridge. And,
you didn't get your letter in the mail yet? No, I'm just kidding.
it's a funny joke here because the carbon copies that we give our teachers for asking them to come back for another year,
yeah,
their copy is actually a pink copy.
Oh, no.
Everyone looks for their pink slips. But it's a running joke around here. But you know, we focused heavily on culture the first year, and we're going to extend that and let it evolve even more. But we're really going to look at some true intervention, and we do it well at this school. But as populations and more shift, and as people move in and people move out, you never serve the same box every year. And so I think we really want to come up with some formalized plans that are least intrusive on teachers, but most impactful on those kids for some interventions and just making sure that I'm giving the teachers what they need, and the teachers are in turn helping those kiddos with what they need.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Who are your edu-heroes?
Well, I've got to say, Rick Cobb has, I feel like, been a big mentor to me. When I went from his district in Middell to the district he used to serve in Moore, he spoke a lot of life into me and just made me feel like it was okay to venture out and kind of go after certain things. And I'll tell you, working in a building with several teachers who were impacted and experienced firsthand the tornadoes in Moore, that has shifted my thought process so much, and listening to their stories, there are several in this building that are my edu heroes.
Okay. That is beautiful. Sorry. It is. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Do you have any words of wisdom for me that weren't in this chat going into my first year of being a principal?
I think the number one thing is, and I'm sure you already have it, but for me it took a little bit, is just because we walk into a position or a building that we, you know, hear stories about or think we know the role of it, always keep your mind and your heart elastic to what that job is actually going to entail. You never truly know what it is. And so don't be afraid to ask for help when you don't know those answers, but also don't be afraid to make decisions that you know or think you know are best for the people you impact too. Because we always, at least I do, I always want to feel like I still am a teacher. I still want to be able to walk into every one of my classrooms and be able to teach and give my teachers a break and do this and that. So I feel like keeping that mentality that we don't know everything, but we do have a teacher's heart, so that can really guide us a lot when we lead a school.
All right. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Seth.
Hey, you're no problem at all. Let me know if you need anything next year, too.
You're on speed dial now.
All right, sounds good.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.